The information on this podcast is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content is for general information purposes only. You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
It's time for part two of the keto diet. So last week, my friend Allie Faith from 103.7 Kiss FM was on the podcast talking about her success with the keto diet. And I did not expect the amount of emails and Facebook messages that we received here at the radio station from so many of you. You wanted to know more about keto. So the experts are here. I am joined this morning with Kelly, who's a nurse practitioner and owner and founder of Medical Weight Loss and Wellness. Thank you for being here, Kelly.
Thanks for having us here today.
She also brought one of her other nurses, Brandy, who might chime in a little bit here with some of these questions. And the chef, Kayla Marie, is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Chef Kayla even brought some food, which I'm really excited about. But when I talked to Allie last week, she kept referencing your location and your company. And she said, you have to bring them in. They'll answer all of your questions because so many people are really getting interested in keto. Why do you think that is, Kelly?
Well, the ketogenic diet, which keto is short for ketogenic diet, has been around for quite a long time. It was used differently 40 years ago than it is today. And I think, you know, it's been a long time since it has been around. And I think the research is starting to come in about the benefits. Our society is experiencing an obesity epidemic like it never has before. And this is causing people to look in and research what they can do to lose weight. What they're finding is that what they're told by maybe their doctor or by their friends just isn't working for them. So they're looking further and they're finding more and more about the ketogenic diet. Again, it's been around for a long time. It has changed somewhat over the years, but the evidence is there on not only the benefit of the weight loss benefit, but the general health benefits.
And that's what my takeaway was from Allie Faith.
Yes.
I mean, not only was she losing a lot of weight quickly, her energy, I mean, she and I both get up really, really early for our morning shows, and she's a single mom with two kids, and I was floored at the amount of energy, and she was not drinking the sodas she used to drink, and she wasn't drinking the coffee, and so that's where I asked her, I'm like, what are you doing? But what does it mean to eat keto?
Okay, so a ketogenic diet, by definition, is high fat, moderate protein, and very low carbohydrates. Plain and simple. Now, there is variance in that depending on your goals. A lot of it has to do with the proper ratios of the fat, the protein, the good carbs that come in the form of the fruits and your vegetables. And that is basically what a ketogenic diet is. What we're trying to accomplish with a ketogenic diet is to switch sources of bodily fuel. So with the standard American diet, we are using the carbohydrates that we take in. Okay, so carbohydrates, sugar is in many forms. It's not only like your candy, your sugared sodas,
but fruit.
Fruit, baked goods, cookies, candies, granola, cereal, chips. I mean, rice. I mean, there's so many things carbohydrates are in. Now, carbohydrates essentially will turn into glucose once in the body, and glucose is a source of fuel. It's an easy source of fuel for the body to use, for the muscle tissue organs to gather fuel from. What the ketogenic diet does is by lowering the amount of sugar or carbs that we intake, we have to find fuel. And the fuel source that we go toward is right there. And it's been stored for that time that we need it in our fat cells, essentially.
Yeah.
So the body is then going into the fat cells and it is extracting fatty acids, which will then, through a number of different metabolic processes, turn into ketones. Okay. Ketones then will supply the muscle tissue organs with what they need to function and function well. And that is why often you do hear from people, and you did hear from Allie, and you've noticed with Allie that increase in energy. A lot of times people are saying, I'm not nearly as tired. I don't have as much brain fog. I'm sleeping better. Those are some of the top
benefits of doing it.
Yes.
Well, and it seems like a no-brainer to be on the keto diet. Why do some people not jump on board? Is it because you have to change exactly how you eat? And that's where Chef Kayla, we're going to talk to you in a second here, Allie talking about the specific foods and what you can have and can't have. And what are some of those foods that people are limited?
Okay, so why don't more people do this? It's not easy. I mean,
nothing worthwhile is easy, though. Can we all agree on that? I mean,
and one thing I want to point out is that carbs are addictive. The region of the brain that is stimulated by drugs and alcohol for an addict is the very same that's stimulated by sugar.
No way, really?
Absolutely. And this has been shown again and again in the research. And MRI imaging has shown that region of the brain that a drug addict or an alcoholic.
Oh my gosh, I'm a carb addict.
There you go.
So I mean, that's a thing. Easy. That's a thing.
It is a thing. It's an absolute thing.
And you withdraw.
You withdraw. And carb withdrawal is no joke. And so a lot of people go into this and they're very gung-ho and they've read a lot on the internet. They've got a book on it. And the issue is they get into it maybe two days into it and they're like, I feel horrible. I mean, they're withdrawing.
Is that what the carb flu is?
Yes. Yes. Now, not everybody experiences it to such an extent, but I can tell you many people do. Irritable, edgy, think about food, dream about food, tired, low energy, all sorts of craziness.
How long does that typically last, though, if there is a carb withdrawal?
The worst of it is typically about 2 to 3 days.
Okay. So it's not too long.
No, it's not too long.
Plan it on a time when your kids and family aren't around.
Right.
And then when you're hangry, no one has to witness it.
Exactly. And what I tell people to do is find a project around the house, pick up an extra shift at work, do something to keep your mind off of
it. That's smart.
And once they get through that, they start feeling better. Not perfect. I mean, it takes a little time. Your body is used to using glucose for energy. It has to work a little bit harder to use those ketones, go into the fat cell and extract essentially these ketones to use for energy. Your body does become used to it. It will get very smooth at it. It just takes a little time. And that's where, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks into it, people are starting to feel that increase in energy.
And is this something that is supposed to be maintained over your life then? Like once you go keto, you stay keto?
That is a great question. Ideally, yes. So this is where some confusion comes with the ketogenic diet, because there is a very different way to eat keto to lose weight versus maintain weight.
Interesting. Lot. Okay.
Okay. So right now, there are a lot of gone are the days where the professional athletes were carb loading. And you remember hearing about that, where maybe even in high school, I remember we would have a big spaghetti dinner before.
Yes, a volleyball game or something.
Yes.
Yes, or get your bagels and
exactly.
All that.
Exactly.
A pasta party.
Exactly, because you need that for energy. Gone are those days. That is no longer the way that professional athletes are being instructed to eat by their trainers, by the nutritionists. They are eating keto because essentially keto going into your fat cells, you have an unlimited amount of energy. There's no glucose that you're going to run out of and hit the proverbial wall that you might hear a marathon runner say that they hit. You're going into your fat cells, which is essentially unlimited. Now I can't remember the whole point of this.
No. I was asking, can you maintain it over time?
Okay. So there is a very different way for a person that, let's say, the professional athlete who subscribes to a ketogenic diet versus the average person who wants to subscribe to a ketogenic diet, maintain their weight, and benefit from all the many health benefits essentially that come along with it, and the person that needs to lose weight. And that's where it can be very confusing, because there's so much out there, which is a fabulous thing. It's brought a lot of attention to the benefits of a ketogenic diet, but people don't know exactly what to do.
And that's why you're really beneficial, the medical weight loss and wellness company that you founded, because someone walks in there and kind of just in a nutshell, walk us through like what happens. They walk in, you do a whole like diagnosis of them, you
yes.
take their weight. I mean, what do? Take their body fat?
Yeah, we see patients, we see male, female, we have patients that are in their teens all the way. I have a gentleman right now in the Racine Clinic who's in his 90s.
And are they all people that are overweight?
Some more than others. I mean, we have some people who are...
there's always people that want to lose, but like I said, the maintaining is also, I think, where a lot of people are at as well.
Exactly. And we have some people who just want to lose 5 pounds. We have some people who say, I just want to learn to eat well. We have people that have to lose 200 plus pounds. So it varies.
So no judgment is passed, whatever your situation is when you come in.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. And we will cater things to their needs. So if somebody doesn't want to lose weight, we're going to add a little bit of this or that so that they're not losing, they're more or less maintaining, but learning to eat well, learning to subscribe to the ketogenic lifestyle.
And that's where this opportunity you have with Chef Kayla is really beneficial, because for people that are doing it, my best friend has been doing the keto diet and she's gone online and found recipes and things. Chef Kayla, you make these meals. I mean, this, how did that all even come about? Because Nurse Brandy's your sister, right?
Yep.
And so she reached out to you and said, hey, can you make some keto meals and we'll start selling them?
Yeah. She asked me to talk to Kelly because Kelly, being busy founding this awesome company and everything, needed help cooking for her family and making sure they had healthy meals every night. So that's how I started and learning about it, because I honestly had no idea what ketogenic anything even meant. So I started cooking meals for her family a couple times a week, and then I started doing the program to learn more about it, learn how to cook that way, and it just kind of snowballed from there. I started cooking for some of the staff, and then one day they said they had a patient that needed some help, and I made a small menu just for him specifically. And after a little while, they just started handing it out to the patients.
And you have some good food. So you brought some food here. What did you all bring? This looks amazing.
Oh, we got you some breakfast items. There's a protein-packed pancakes.
Mini apple tart. Did I see that there was some other desserts in there, too? I mean, I have a sweet tooth.
Yeah, so there's a brownie in there, too.
And what is exactly in here that makes this keto-friendly? Or what's not in here? I mean, who best to answer that? Chef Kayla? Or
There's no sugar in it, which makes it keto-friendly. The crust on it, your traditional crust is going to be like butter and flour and whatever else. And all we have in that one is cream cheese, eggs, cheddar cheese, which is an old Southern trick for their crust. And
we just talked about that on the radio today. Producer Dave made an apple pie and put cheese on it.
It's a thing. Yep.
This is a thing. It used to be Wisconsin law. I learned something new. And now you guys are making that too, because there's fat in cheese. So that's, you're nodding your head. Yes, that's a good thing.
Yep. And it adds a good flavor to it as well.
Yep. And with a ketogenic diet, it is higher in fat. And that's another hard thing for people to get over, you know,
but good fats. I mean, we're talking avocados.
Fats. Yes. Yes. The good fats. We've been trained for so long that fat is the enemy. Okay, so think of your food pyramid. Food pyramid came out sometime in the 80s. The food pyramid at the bottom, it's all carbohydrates, right?
Yeah.
And then you work your way up, and at the very tip top is fats. There is a direct correlation with not only the adult obesity epidemic, but childhood obesity epidemic since the release and sort of push of the food pyramid. So it's ingrained in so many of our brains. So it's a very hard thing for people to get over, but it's very important. Saturated fats are good. And since the government has backed down on that food pyramid, they've changed it around a little bit. It's not quite so severe.
And that's kind of what Allie Faith said. She said you have to almost flip the pyramid around.
You do. And the research that was used to develop the food pyramid has really been proven to be poorly constructed research. And I mean, as now, how many years later, as exhibited by the obesity epidemic that we have on our hands, yet this is still the way a lot of people think. So a lot of what we're doing is flipping not only the food pyramid, but the way that people think. They have to think differently and they have to trust in the process. And the research is very strong about the health benefits of the ketogenic diet and the fact that having more fats is not going to result in your cholesterol going up. It's not going to...
I suppose that's probably a concern for a lot of people.
It's a very big concern. It's been ingrained in our heads that fat is evil. I mean, think of the low fat phenomenon back in the, when was that? The mid 90s through even the, you know, we still see items that are low fat, which, by the way, anything low in fat typically has more sugar or carbs. Fat is very satiating, very satisfying, and it adds a lot of flavor. The minute you take that out, you have to replace that flavor with something. So what did they do? They replaced it with sugar. And
how about that?
We eliminated fat or decreased fat significantly with the food pyramid guidelines, sugar was added to everything. And that is a huge reason that we see the issues that we are encountered with right now.
Can you feed your family on the keto diet? I mean, I just think about what it's like to have kids.
100%.
Brandy, can you jump on the microphone here? So your kids are all eating the keto diet.
Yep. I tell my patients all the time, if they were to come to my house every night, I always feed my family ketogenic.
Now, you have an ability to have access to your sister, Chef Kayla, and that's great. And you guys are in the Racine, you know, area and Oak Creek area. Someone like myself that's out in Lake Country, though, what would someone like me be able to do?
Well, my sister and I both cook. And actually, when she first started, she was in school for culinary, and I was cooking for some of our patients because some of our patients were doctors and just very busy, and they didn't have time to cook. And I would offer to cook for them. So I'm like, I will make you dinner. You just have to come and pick it up. Well, it got so overwhelming someday. Like, I wasn't cooking for my family more. I was cooking for other people. So that's when I asked my sister. She had just graduated. And I'm like, can you please help? I know Kelly's so busy.
Yeah.
I have so many people.
Well, what an opportunity. What an opportunity. Yeah, people do get so busy.
They get so busy. They just don't have the time to cook.
And if someone wants to place orders, they go to the website, which is the ChefKaylaMarie.com website. Is that the best way?
Yep.
They go there. But then, like I said, where I live, like, stuff doesn't get shipped, right? It'd have to be picked up.
Where do you live?
So I'm out in Lake Country. I'm like Waukesha, Pewaukee area.
I do deliveries out there too.
That's incredible that you guys do that. But now, where do you reference other people to go that maybe don't have access or it's too far for you to drive? Where can they get these recipes from? I mean, can you trust the internet? Do you go to Pinterest?
We did come out with a brand new cookbook. We've had two cookbooks.
You have cookbooks.
And honestly,
that's fantastic.
Before the keto craze started, we developed all of our own recipes for ever since the beginning.
Wow.
We used to actually hand out little recipe cards to patients. And patients that have been with us since the beginning still have these recipe cards. And now they can buy a recipe book through our clinic.
And that you can go to the MWLW-Inc.com website,
yes,
which we will link up at 991themix.com. But let's talk about when you go out with your friends.
Oh, yeah.
And you want to have some drinks.
Yep.
Or you're out and the chips and salsa show up. Like, what do you... Because Allie has me thinking, if you go off keto, well, you're off. And you've got to jump back on the roller coaster.
You're doing it's hard.
She's peeing on sticks and all this stuff. So, like, what happens when you go out with a friend?
Oh, I find it very easy.
What can you drink? Like, what alcohol can you drink?
Well, it does slow the fat. You know, like, if you're trying to lose weight, it can slow that down. But, I mean, obviously, we live in this day and time, and we live in Wisconsin. We like to have a drink every once in a while. So if I'm out to have a drink, I usually will get, like, a Tito's vodka,
yes,
and water.
You're my girl. So I can still have vodka.
Yes. Tito and... I personally keep Crystal Lights in my purse.
Me too. Yep.
And maybe a Mio, and then I'll just add a little Crystal Light. I'll just ask for vodka and water and add a little Crystal Light flavoring to it.
Oh, interesting.
And honestly, I'm finding, I know where we live in Racine, there is a lot of places now that are carrying Mios or Crystal Lights, and they have them right behind the bar, and then I'll just ask for them.
So, but if you are committed to this lifestyle, I mean, it means no beer, right?
No.
Too many carbs and things like that. But this is a choice. This is a lifestyle choice that you're making. If you're committed to it, there's going to be some sacrifice.
Most definitely. Honestly, when patients start by us even, and when I even talk to anybody about it, I tell them right away, this is 100% a lifestyle change. Like, you have
it to. It has to be.
You have to go into this 100% knowing that you have to change your lifestyle. Do I eat bad sometimes? Absolutely.
But then how do you get back on the keto diet then?
Well, then I just get back on track. So over the
weekend.
But
like, what does that mean? Like, get back on track. So you have like a cheat day, let's say.
Yeah. And like a cheat day might be like, I had some crackers somewhere. Or I had some chips. Or maybe,
oh my God,
crackers
are cheating. I'm thinking more like, what if I went out to, you know, Culver's and had like something like
a
that.
Burger with fries.
Yeah, something like that.
I honestly don't do that.
That's why it's,
you know why?
But I'm trying to think of if someone really has, let's say they're driving and they're starving and there's nothing to eat and they have to eat something like that.
I have. I've been doing this for several years though. And I know over all these years, when I do eat that way, I feel horrible. I feel,
it really messes with you.
I feel tired, brain fog. I feel crabby. So honestly, like a couple days ago, we said, all right, I just get right back to eating proteins and vegetables. And then within a day, I feel much better. And then I usually drink a full gallon of water every single day.
Which is, yes, everyone should be drinking more water. I mean, if I get a headache, I usually think, when's the last time I had water? Okay, probably didn't have enough water. That's always just like a common culprit of that. Right. Now, the peeing on the sticks, like what is, who wants to talk about this? Because when Allie told me, I said, what are you doing? And this tells you if you're still in keto?
It does. Okay, so there's different ways to check for ketones. There's you can check blood, which is expensive and really not necessary for our purposes. Kind of like a finger stick, like a diabetic would do, checking their blood glucose levels. Or you can pee on the stick called a keto stick. And do you remember how I was talking about how we are switching our source of fuel? We are becoming the fat-burning machine. So we are going into our fat cells rather than using glucose from the carbohydrates that we would normally have been consuming. We have decreased the amount of sugar or carbs that we're taking in. So now our body says, hey, I need some fuel. Been storing it all along in those fat cells. So it's going into the fat cells and it's extracting these fatty acids, which will turn into ketones. Ketones, again, are giving the muscle tissue organs what they need. You're going to have a lot of ketones floating around, okay? Your muscle tissue organs will get exactly what they need. Anything excess, you got to get rid of. You can sweat it out, you can exhale it out, but you also oftentimes for most people urinate it out. So all we're doing by checking, by urinating on these little strips every day, we usually have people do it in the morning, is the strip will react to ketones, okay? So again, the wasteful ketones that we don't need are being excreted by the body through our urine. You stick the little stick in your urine stream, and it will react, turn a color, some shade of pink, pinkish purple, when there are ketones in your urine.
Interesting. Okay. So, it makes sense, though. That's a really easy way to track where you're
exactly.
at. And how quickly, when someone jumps on this diet, do they start seeing these kinds of results?
I would say on average 3-4 days. Some people sooner, some people it takes a little longer.
Okay, so kind of quickly.
Yeah, and you know, because you're not giving your body that easy source of fuel, the carbs, the sugars. So it says, I've got to find something. I've got to keep the muscle tissue organs energized. So it right away, it is, and our body is very well equipped to do this. You see, go way back in time, and when we were hunters and gatherers, and a survival mechanism for us was when there was plenty, we would put on weight, okay? We would store in our fat cells. And when we went through that time of famine, when there just wasn't enough food, it wasn't at our fingertips as it was maybe during the summertime or whatever, our body then would have to go into the fat cells and extract from that for survival purposes. Fast forward to the times we are now, there's food aplenty, but our body still has that mentality that I have to store just in case the famine comes. The problem is, it's not coming.
In most cases, average person, yes.
Not in the United States, for the average person, it's not coming. And so, unfortunately, there's no stopping the storage shed from continuing to fill.
But that's why our bodies do it.
Yes.
And wow. So I'm learning so much here.
Yeah, we're simply using what... these mechanisms that we've always had at our fingertips.
Wow. Yeah. And how our bodies were created in the first place.
Exactly.
Well, and we could discuss, I mean, we could go on and on about it. There's so much to cover with this, but that's also why I kind of want to have you on to almost give people just enough information that if they want more to come sit down
Absolutely.
And talk with you. And I also want to preface by saying this was not in any way an ad. I was not, you know, endorsed to do this because I just really have an interest in it. Seeing my friends start on this journey and see their results and reading more about it. It's just been something I've been interested in. Brandy, did you have something you also wanted to say? Here, why don't you jump on the mic real quick here.
I wanted to answer the question.
Here, why don't you get right on the mic. Yeah.
I wanted to go back to answer your question about what I eat when I go out to dinner.
Yeah.
Because I only went with the drinking part of it, not what
yeah,
I eat.
Yeah, but who cares about the food? I mean, no, I'm kidding.
And what I feed my family.
Yeah, so, like, what do you do with your kids
know,
when they want a snack? You know
sorry.
What I mean?
I actually, one of my three sons eats this way. He's a little bit more hyper. He has my personality.
Yeah.
And so he actually loves to eat this way because he says he feels better. He doesn't
That's
have,
great.
Like... the anger problems and
the anxiousness.
The anxiousness. It does actually help him. So I do make his lunches every day. My other kids, not so much. But if, like, when it comes to, like, going out for dinner, I will either get a steak, some broccoli, a nice salad, and I'm always full. I never feel like I'm missing out. If they bring chips and salsa, I usually will set the chips aside. I never tell people to take things away, because that's a learn. That's kind of how you learn. This is a lifestyle. You have, it's going to be put in front of you. So I just kind of put it to the side. And sometimes I just, even if it's salsa, I take a spoonful and I eat it like that. I don't have any problems with that, just to taste it. But typically I just get everything without the carbs.
Without the carbs. So that's kind of easy to comprehend. If you're at a family party and everyone's making dishes, it really is essentially eliminating the carbs. I mean, there's more to it than that, but that's something that the average person can just wrap their brain around, that's what it is.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, and it seems like it's, you know, a challenge, but just like going to the gym or starting anything new, I mean, it has to really come within. You have to want to do it and change. And people can just walk right into your clinic and you guys will take an assessment. I mean, is that how easy it is? That's how it starts?
What we suggest is definitely check out our website. We're very active in social media as well, Instagram and Facebook. I think I often tell people, if you really want to get a taste for things, check out our Facebook page. We have patients chiming in. It's unfiltered.
It has more of a personality.
It does. Yeah. It does. I mean, also, of course, the website, because you're going to get the nitty gritty questions answered that you have. But also check out our Facebook. See, we really try to keep things positive. We try to provide resources for patients. Like right now, we just put out a whole football season menu, so that if you're going to have a party or
Smart.
You need to bring something to a party, you can at least do something that a lot of people are going to enjoy. And it also is adhering to the lifestyle that you are abiding by.
Yeah.
So definitely check those out. We are happy to meet with anybody and just to see if this program's for them. It's important to go into it and be ready. You want to make a lifestyle change. We want you to go into this knowing that this is for you. And so we are happy to talk to anybody and do a free 15-minute consultation just to see if this is something that you feel like you can adhere to.
And you heard what she said. It's free. It's 15 minutes. Get your questions answered. See if you're ready for it, because it's a lifestyle commitment. I mean, that's the biggest thing you take away from this. It's not maybe just something that you do to lose that 20 pounds,
right?
Because if you don't continue, that will likely come back if you go back to your old habits.
Absolutely. We have to make a change. We can never go back to the way it was, because it's going to result in weight gain.
Yeah. And I mean, like you said, just the loss of energy and crabbiness and everything else that comes along with it. And to have an opportunity here in southeastern Wisconsin with Chef Kayla making meals, I mean, you guys have cookbooks. Like, this seems like a really simple way to start. Not simple maybe to do, but to get started, because you have these kinds of resources.
We really try to provide those resources to make this as easy as possible. Every one of our staff has either done the program or is actively doing it. So we also have that intimate knowledge of
you've lived it. You're doing
yes,
it.
Living this way and also going through the process of weight loss and the struggles that come along with it, not only physically, but psychologically. Anybody who comes in is following up with a nurse. All of our nurses have done the program or are actively doing it. So I think that's an important thing as well, because we do manage a variety of patients. Some have absolutely zero health issues and some have a plethora of health issues.
Sure.
And
sure.
So we need to medically manage them properly.
And that's why I come to a professional like you that's a nurse and you have nurses on your staff. Again, it's the medical weight loss and wellness clinic.
Yes.
Is that what you'd say right there in Racine, and you're out in Oak Creek as well?
Yes.
So reach out to them. We'll link up everything at 991themix.com. Nurse Brandy and your sister Chef Kayla, chefkaylamarie.com. We'll link that up too. Thank you so much for your time. This is really going to change lives. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.